Christmas special.
Yo ho ho and a bottle of rum. Merry Christmas, everyone.
And to you.
'Twas the night before Christmas.
And not a creature was stirring, not even Timmy Taco.
I'm Jez Bot.
And I'm Dan Hoss.
Well done. Mm, yeah, welcome back there, Dan Hoss.
Do we?
Yeah, Merry bloody Christmas, everyone.
Good to be with you.
And also with you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm going to say that 15 to 16,000 times.
Well, should I open with the gripe?
Mm-hmm.
A gripe that I've got?
Sure.
Because today, last night I got a text message saying, I'm trying to sell an electric bike.
Mm-hmm.
Right? One of the hardest things you'll ever fucking try and sell. Trust me, been trying for bloody months.
Right.
Okay.
Got a message last night, and he's like, yep, I think I want it. Will you drop it from 800 to 600? I've gone, done. I just want to get rid of it, right? Because I'm selling it for another bloke. And, yep, no worries. Just send it to your address. I'll send it to you tomorrow.
Mm.
Doing the old, let's send it to you tomorrow, because I don't want to know. Someone's got me addressed tonight.
Yeah.
I don't want to know that. So he goes, yep, all right, I'll call you at 11. No worries. Calls me at 11. Well, text me at 11 and says, what's your address? I'm ready to leave. Right, no worries. Here's my address. Ding, 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 dong, dang.
Mm.
I'll be there at 11:30. 11:30, 12, 12:30, 1. I'm calling this dude going, what are you doing? Mm. Where are ya? No, couldn't leave him, you know. Couldn't get onto the fucking dog. And never turned up. No show.
No show.
No show.
Can I pull it back one step?
Sure.
Why are you selling it if it's not yours?
Well, because it's a dead man's bike.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yes. And
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah,
Merry Christmas to you and to yours. And that's
really
the last,
stepped into that one.
It's the last parts of his estate that were left.
Okay.
Gonna sell it and make money to do one of his other projects. So it's one of those things. I've got to do it. I can't just like chuck it on the bloody heap.
I mean, marketplace is fraught with bloody mischief and bloody.
It's full of fucking gronks.
Yep. Do you reckon he's had two or three lined up and he's got to the first place and gone, this one's sicker.
I reckon he had two or three lined up and then couldn't make it. Couldn't quite get there.
Oh, he's down the doggies, down the piggies.
Down the piggies trying to win his money back.
Yeah.
Trying to double his money.
Yeah. Now I've got this $800.
No, he saved 200, so he went and put it on the piggies.
Yeah. That's the pinnies, by the way. Or the pokies.
The pokies and not the pinnies. Okay. We call them the biggies.
Piggies. Well, let's do a versus, a Christmas versus, like ham, Christmas ham that you were just doing, versus turkey. Let's talk about it. What if it was head to head battle royale?
Oh, we're going head to head battle of the hams.
Yeah, what's more tasty at a Christmas luncheon? I think we all know the answer, right?
Well, maybe we do. I'm certainly in the pork
crackling.
Pork side.
Yeah, I'm pork side.
I think I'm a pork eye.
Does anyone like
only
turkey?
There's only one time a year you eat turkey.
Mm.
Turkey, like, grows throughout the year. You don't only have to eat it
from the turkey
for
trees.
Christmas. But every time you do, every time Christmas rolls around, you are quickly reminded on why you never...
Eat the turkey.
Eat the turkey.
You don't
for
go.
The rest
it's
of the
too
year.
Hard to get right.
You don't get a sandwich, and ask for a turkey rather than the chicken meat.
You don't, do ya?
Well, these days, I don't know if you've picked up on the social media trend, but Thanksgiving turkeys are all about dunking it in these huge saucepans of boiling hot oil.
Oh, deep fry the bastards.
Deep frying the bastards. Yeah. And it like causes fires and like
Christmas
hardcore burns to 80% of your body.
That's a lot of meat to be glunking in a vat of lard.
Because if you've ever worked a deep fry, I'm sure you have at Hungry Jack's.
Yeah.
You put the...
All 3 weeks of that career.
Yeah. Timmy Targo, I know you've run canteens. You've done a fair few.
Oh, I've had my stint at Red Rooter.
Yeah. What happens when you put a frozen, like, chick turkey in a deep fryer?
Oh, yeah. Oil and water do not mix.
No, traditionally, no. That's you'd want to thaw him out first. But, like, I don't understand how you're going to get the center of a turkey cooked in a deep fryer scenario. Because by the time it penetrates,
well, it's got a cavity, so I'm guessing that the oil's actually getting inside the cavity and cooking it.
So when you pull it out, you're going to have to drain the bastard. And
well, it's like on a clothes hanger.
Oh yeah, traditional. And you just drop traditional, it in and then food, yeah. Health and safety clothes hanger.
Oh well, Americans. When you think of great cuisines of the world, Americans don't instantly spring to
it's
mind.
Not up there.
No, they don't, do they?
I mean, I think we leave it at the hamburger, the cheeseburger. I think is their best.
Yeah, is there ever any ham in a hamburger?
And what the fuck's in a hot dog?
Well, don't go there.
Oh, and you sampled grits.
I sampled grits while I was over there. Yeah. It's not. I thought grits were their little bits
like a hash brown or something.
Yeah, hash browny things with the chompy bits of bacon and like crunchy grits. But it's not. It's fucking
porridge.
Jail porridge. Grey as the fucking...
the new the orange.
Sundays.
Orange is the new porridge.
What about sticky date pudding?
Which I like a bit of sticky date pudding.
That's a traditional just like restaurant dessert, right? Versus a Christmas pud.
Yeah, see, I don't like the fruit cake vibes.
No, me neither.
Never been a fucking fruit cake.
Me neither.
No.
Like a fruit.
Yeah.
I thought fruitcake had officially like died with the last generation. Like our parents
died with the Nazis.
Were the last of the true fruitcake appreciators.
Yeah.
I think it kind of died out with the Bain-Marie, didn't it?
I think it died out with it exactly the same time that Pavlova's started to look like crook.
No, Pavlova's fantastic.
You reckon?
Here we go.
Oh, here we go. All right.
Here we go.
Pavlova.
Here we go.
Pavlova versus what?
Sponge cake.
Yeah, I'm Pavlova. Pavlova, definitely. Yeah.
What about all that whipped, just the nothingness of the
egg white, I think it is.
Is that?
Yeah. I think it's fantastic.
All right.
Okay. We're getting somewhere. Light and approachable.
Light and breezy summery.
It's summery,
Speaking of which,
with a can of passion fruit.
Yeah.
Tipped over it?
Yeah.
Okay, passion fruit's in.
It's winning.
How was the weather today, boys? The Christmas weather.
Fucking atrocious.
Bloody raining like
it. You went to the city
Were you walking
about in the old...
Well, the original plan was not to, but then as we were leaving the driveway, it started to rain. I was like, let's stock up on umbrellas. So we brought...
Were you anywhere near the NGV?
We went into the NGV.
Were you evacuated?
No.
Well, it was evacuated today.
Was it?
Oh, God.
It was a bloody bomb scare, mate.
Okay.
And you were there.
I was there.
And you were there. And you were there.
Can everyone just chill out? Like, not you guys, but the people like breaking soy sauce bottles in Waverley Gardens and attacking.
Did you see
everyone
that
just
one?
Chill
I
out.
Didn't see that one either.
Yeah, Waverley Gardens yesterday.
Waverley Gardens, soy sauce bottles. What is the world coming to?
Well, you'd expect soy sauce bottles in that area, wouldn't you?
Waverley Gardens.
If you've been in there lately, I go in there to get Cassie's bread. She's got this health food shop. It's the only way she can get it, bread. And there's not a lot of homunculus men walking around. It's like older fellas, gents, and little ladies, little Italian ladies.
It's where ugly goes to shop.
Yeah.
They're hideous.
Yeah.
They're hideous.
It's not the fashion
like
capital.
The overspill of Oakley Market.
Where is Waverley Gardens?
It's over in Mulgrave.
Is it like Brent? Is it the
Police
Brandon,
Road?
Brandon Park?
Nah, beyond Brandon Park and beyond
Waverley Gardens.
Yeah, you keep going.
I can't even think.
Keep
of
going
it.
Off Jackson's Road, mate.
Police Road.
Police Road is it?
I do know.
It's on Police Road, but get off the Jackson's Road.
I do know.
Gotcha.
I do know it. Yeah.
It's off the M1.
And it's not bad for like, you got Aldi's and you've got, oh my God, what are we doing here?
What are we doing here?
But guy cracked the shits, I don't know. He wasn't very happy about losing all the piggies and then broke us.
I reckon
we're literally 5 minutes from the fashion capital. Why would you go anywhere else?
Yeah, well, I went to the fashion capital yesterday.
Yeah.
And the air inside of that place is thick with...
wankery.
Just thick with the breath of 1,000 people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's heavy. It's a heaviness. But like, if you ever do go down to Chadwa, you got to go in with a plan, a game plan. First of all, it's you have to will and wish your way into a car park.
Yep.
Everybody think of the car park we're going to drive into, which we did. We went shrimp, stomp, stimp, stomp, stamp. Boom, we're out. It's like, this is going to be sick.
Yeah, I have a slightly different approach. I'm pro going to chatty for little outings as long as we are there no later than 10 o'clock because I can just drive in, park wherever the fuck I want. Yep. There's like green lights as far as the eye can see.
Sure.
10:30, all red. Sea of red, sea of cars, angry people.
Well, it's like the more red lights in the car park, the angrier the shopper.
And me.
I think it's like it's the vibe of what chatty is going to be like is dictated by the green and red lights.
Chadwar. Yeah. I avoid it at all costs.
No, but you say that though, but after you've been treated to the wonder that is the green lights in the car park at chatty, you go to Southland, you want to fucking kill yourself because there's no fucking lights.
Southland, I don't know if I'd ever go that far.
Don't. No okay. green lights.
Well, do we really need to go leave our house for shopping?
Yeah.
When it's Christmas.
Amazon. The Temu.
But the delivery times.
Amazon? I can get same day delivery.
Is it?
You're not a Prime member?
No.
Got to get Prime member, mate. God bless you.
Don't have me Prime. How do I get me Prime certificate?
You got to pay for it.
Yeah, but it's... Right. It's instant satisfaction.
Is it?
It's transformative.
Instant gratification.
It comes quick. It comes quick. Just like me.
Instant gratification.
How's Dan's can sounding? Does he sound full or is it just me and my cans? You can buffer it, give him a bit of a boost.
Looks pretty good on the screen and looks good in person, mate.
Thanks, mate.
No worries.
Now, Dan, you had on your list Elf on the Shelf. What do you got for about Elf on the Shelf?
Now, can I just ask a couple of pre-questions?
You may.
First one, why?
Well, it was done under duress. Like, I was not
happy with it.
Yeah, I did not want to invite...
It's cultural appropriation. America is just, like, do we need Halloween? Do we need 4th of July? Thanksgiving? Do we need Elf on the Shelf?
This little prick comes into my house
once a year.
Each year. No, but it gives me 25 days of,
hell.
Projects, and you know you can't crash
on the couch without having a plan in place. Like no, if you but, go if, no like, no, just go to bed. You go fuck the fucking elf. Yeah. It's like fuck the fucking pool filters on. I've got to go have the fucking pool filter.
Right, okay.
Turn that fucking thing off.
Okay.
Yep.
Remember when we were growing up? Oh, the spa's on.
Oh yeah, who left the spa on?
Who left the spa on?
Yeah, and the sauna all night.
Well, because I'm now several years into this whole Elf on the Shelf balaki, I've covered a lot of ground, and if I rehash old tricks, the disappointment on the faces of my girls the next morning, you know, keeps me awake at night.
He's done that. They obviously know it's you.
Well. I've been trying to extend the magic, like deliberately, you know. I've got one. One is a forensic scientist, and she's like, "That's fucking your handwriting, Dad." I went, "No, it's not."
The curve on the S's.
Yeah.
It's distinctive, Dan. Yeah.
But I've changed. I've changed.
Dan, distinctive.
Yeah, I've changed tact this year, and I'm trying to get Elf banned by. Him doing
bad things,
inappropriate things.
Okay.
So
naughty elf on the shelf.
Naughty elf on the shelf. So just a couple of nights ago, for example, we had pin the face on the snowman, and Elfie had made a cock and balls.
Naughty elf.
He's a scallywag, isn't he?
He's a scallywag. Can he get to the end of? The year and hand in his letter of resignation.
I think he's going to.
Elf on the Shelf letterhead.
I'm feeling it. And then, and then the other day, he borrowed my youngest's electric toothbrush, and wrote her a little note saying thank you for sharing your butt brush. And he left a little Borry deposit on the brush. I thought that was pretty good.
That's pretty good, man.
Last night, Jim was,
every night
was a little bit was a little bit angry at Alfie yesterday because it put a little pile of peanuts in its lap and written a note saying, "Hey, check out my nuts."
Should have been, "Check out these nuts."
Write me a resignation letter from Elf on the Shelf. "Dear Santa, after much reflection from my perch on the bookshelf, I regret to inform you that I'm formally resigning from my position as Elf on the Shelf, effective immediately, or at least after breakfast."
Hey, he's done it again.
Oh, he's done it again. "Additionally, I must note the following workspace concerns: 0 sick days, despite repeated exposure to sticky fingers." Alpha, his sticky fingers. This is a HR thing.
Dan's sticky fingers.
Yeah.
The Christmas elves. Mm-hmm. They're not Christmas dwarves, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Dwarves are in like Lord of the Rings. Elves are in Santa Land.
Yeah. Oh, here's a good one. "No hazard pay for proximity to pets. Have you got pets?"
No.
Fuck, because you could just rip him asunder.
Yeah, we
and
tried.
Blame the old cat-o or the doggo.
Just on pets. I finally relented and we got a couple of cute little bunnies.
Mm.
And I built this like Taj Mahal
style. Taj Mahal.
Yeah. It was like awesome. But it was just a job for me.
Mm.
Like,
they don't do it.
Nah, they don't do shit.
Clean the hay out because it stinks.
"What about you feed them? What about you take them out and like pat them?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "You know what? We're getting rid of the rabbits.
We're eating them."
Yeah. We didn't eat them.
Stew.
But,
it's good to get rid of them while, like, because we had a rabbit, you know, Sweet Pea. And, we stopped looking after it pretty much. And so let's get another one. So, keep company.
Sweet Pea's a very cute name for five boys.
Sweet Pea was the baby in Popeye.
Yeah, Tim was obsessed with Popeye at the time.
I had a Popeye.
Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea. I had a Popeye thing going on.
Okay.
He did. And then they turned feral and they started breeding. And now we had like all the rabbits.
Okay. Yeah, they were everywhere.
Yeah.
They were everywhere. So you could end up with, "Please accept my hat and scarf as notice. Get him to hand in his badge and his gun."
I like it.
And can you get someone from the office to write it?
Yeah, an official government issued cease and desist order.
So it's not Dan's handwriting.
Well, I almost didn't need to because I was caught mid mischief last night as I was going to bed. I was drawing a moustache on one of my daughters, and she woke up. She goes, "What are you doing?" And I thought, cat's out of the bag. Turns out, she didn't know that she had a moustache on her face this morning, and when it was pointed out to her just before we were about to leave to go out for the day, she was horrified.
Yeah.
So it hadn't actually, she hadn't put it together. And
yeah,
I was.
Put it together. She went, "Dad's a cunt."
Well, I had to do an instant like, "Abort, abort, abort," and I had to move Alfie to a roll of dunny paper and I smeared Vegemite all the way down it.
I think Dan...
Could you get out one of your, your assault rifle?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, pull his head apart and then have him, like, with a rag that he was cleaning the gun.
Oh, and he's
with to get ready for blood. His thing and just have him just, like, sitting there going... You know,
can I just say, I think I'm coming around to Alf on the Shelf. Yeah. I think Dan's enjoying it a little bit. Cool. Like, yeah, terrorize your children.
Look, I have got a little bit of a kick out of it, but it's the 25 day commitment
that's a lot, man.
A lot.
Now, yeah. what's the deal? Like, if he's on the shelf, he's watching you, and if you misbehave, you're not going to get prezos.
Yep, that's it.
Gotcha. But your daughters are like school captains and A-plus students.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
are you talking about?
Well, look. They don't want to admit to me that they know that it's... Well, one of the youngest ones, like, fuck, that's your handwriting, Dad. So I deliberately, like, write in cursive or, you know, try left hand just to throw them off the scent. But she's like, "Oh, I can see the way the K's formed at the top there."
Yeah,
there's,
she's
forensic.
She's doing
forensic files.
So you just threw into the mix there haphazardly. Mm. School capo.
Yeah.
Capo de capo.
Yeah, the El Capitano.
The popularity contest.
The older one.
The older one. Yeah.
The elder.
Well, that's it, though. She's
off to high school next year.
So they make her school captain at the end of the year?
No, she was school captain this year.
Oh, I guess we didn't. We might have known that.
Did she do the...
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and mums and dads. Thank you for coming to our valedictory grade 6 thing.
That's all I really get.
I have a formalities. I have a recording, and it was far, far superior to that. You'd be amazed at...
This is why she was chosen to be school captain, the proper representative of the...
Okay, well, we're gonna put it to a test, right? So, did she write it herself?
Yes, she did.
Okay, let's just do a 12
captain.
12-year-old.
Farewell.
Speech to the school.
How old is she?
12.
I'll put 12-year-old female.
Mm-hmm. Because they always put more effort in.
I think they do. Yeah. And it'll have that touch, soft touch to it. All right, we're going to read it out at the exact same time.
Hang on.
You got to put it. Okay, you're going to section this video. Oh, jeez. Sure, we could do some little bit of.
My problem is, every opportunity I get, I've been putting. Okay. Are you ready?
Can we edit this a little bit, Tim?
Yeah.
I'll read it out ChatGPT the exact same time.
Ready,
right.
Set, go.
You're off to great places. Today's your day, Sir Dr. Seuss. Next year, we are all starting a new chapter in our lives. But today's the day we remember our good times here at Hughesdale Primary School.
Good evening, everyone.
Well spoken. Good mic control.
Eye contact.
My name is Maya, and to my left, Jesus. Oh, my God. One day we're going to school for the first time ever. The next, we're graduating from primary school.
This is a podcast.
Yeah, I agree.
She's the natural. She's got potability.
Oh, definitely.
This hall looks amazing, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody.
Well done. Well done. Yeah.
Huh?
Well done. Well spoken. Better
Thank
than
you
us.
Thank you to our teachers for believing in us and guiding us and pushing us to be our best.
Is that in there?
Yes. And to our youngest students, keep trying, keep being kind. Don't be afraid to put your hand up for opportunities. You're capable, more capable.
All righty.
Shut up!
Now, does the little one have to live up to the big sister's popularity contest?
She's very competitive, so she would like to get the upper hand, but at the same time... Thankfully, and I really rate this highly, she doesn't give a fuck.
Good. Yes.
One of us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, school capitans run thick in the circle right here. Because Vanessa was school captain.
Right.
That's pretty impressive.
Your daughter, school captain.
Yep.
Our mate Robbie, his daughter, school capto.
Yep.
What about you? You were Jesus.
I was Jesus all the time, all the narrator, but I didn't want to be. I didn't want to be.
Yeah. He didn't want to be. I was the chosen one.
I was the blue house vice captain.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. I didn't want any responsibilities whatsoever because all it means is
I was dunce of the class.
Yeah. Now look at you.
I wore a I actually put a sweatband in the dunce hat. I wore it that many times.
All right. For the summer.
Mostly during the summer. Yes. So nice try ribbons all round.
Very good.
Never a captain.
Now, who's going to win the best present, gift giving?
President.
This year. I know I'm not going to. I've put very little thought into my gift for Cassie.
I think I did all right because Vanessa bought a present for herself. And I'm going to pay for it. And I'm going to wrap it.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, so I reckon I'm pretty much that one.
Well, I think I could be close to best in show. My two nephews are about to get laser guided slingshots.
Yeah, from Amazon.
From eBay.
eBay.
Okay.
Good.
Amazon.
Yeah.
Now, how does that work?
like laser scope on a slingy.
Just sits underneath your wrist.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, it looks
it's very
they're
sick.
Fucking deadly.
What yeah, they, what came was with it? Came with like 200 ball bearings, steel ball bearings.
This is fucked up. That shit'll go through a fence, man.
This shit will definitely kill someone.
Well, boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys. Yeah.
They're the ones they're the same nephews who got the Spud cannon last time.
That's it. Well, actually, they were over for dinner last week, and I pulled out my fire twirling stick.
Oh, did you? I haven't seen you do that for a while.
No, it's been like 20 years, but I'll tell you what, it's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
I did drop it.
Could you do up your fly? Because I can see your fly twirling stick now. Thanks.
Okay. Thank
you. Zip. Oh, God.
Now, Christmas din-dins.
Christmas din-dins.
I'm throwing Christmas things in there everywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
That's good.
We're doing at Cassie's house. We're doing bring a plate.
Yeah.
Bring a plate this year. So it's not all, the burden's not on all of our parents anymore. After all, we are almost 50 years old.
We've got a group Excel spreadsheet of what other people are bringing.
That's good. A girl definitely instigated that.
Yes. Yes, there's definitely tits involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got tits all over it.
Excel spreadsheets.
I don't think Christmas needs to be this complicated.
Do you swap families every second year?
Nah. Well, now, Cassie's side has a little nephew, niece. Mm-hmm. So it's all about them, you know.
Yeah.
Giving them the Christmas.
Daytime thing for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's fair enough.
Yep.
Mum and dad have had their glory with the kiddies and the Christmas. Everyone's grown up.
So do you have your side of the family have a family Christmas?
Yeah, well, we're two doors away, so all we have to do is just stumble across the road at whatever time we needed.
Right, okay, perfect.
Can even duck over and, like, I could do a...
To duck and twice.
Yeah. Well, what's like the old sitcoms, right? Genie! Yeah. You know how he used to get himself in a pickle?
Yeah, well, like, he's on a date for two people simultaneously.
I could be on two dates.
Yeah,
at
Christmas.
I'll just be right back. I'm just going to the toilet.
Where did Tim go?
And go, this turducken is delicious. I'm just going to go to the toilet. I'll be right back. Oh, I forgot to get a drink. Oh, my God. And then you get the names wrong. And as it folds. Roll the credits.
It writes itself.
I think I'm hoping it's over by 11-sies.
Yeah. Well, can I have a gripe?
Sure.
Gripe off.
Now, you guys haven't had to experience this directly firsthand as a family of all boys.
Mm-hmm.
But when sisters
cry.
They just like to insert their ideas into what should be a relatively straightforward process. You go around to mum and dad's, you have your fucking lunch, drink a bit, have a rest on the couch.
Sure.
Eat a bit more.
Yeah.
Job's done.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. But this year...
Sounds great.
They're involved again. So now I have to travel all the way to Hillsville for lunch.
Fucking nerve of it all.
Yep. It's fucking outrageous.
We want to do it at our place now.
Yep. So now I've got to travel to Hillsville for lunch. And then because the other sister is now hosting our extended family celebration on Boxing Day, then I have to move from Hillsville to Warburton and fork out for 3 nights accommodation in
Christmas time.
Warburton in an Airbnb. And, like, more than $1,000 out of pocket.
Christmas theme.
And it's like, all of this because you had a fucking brain fart idea.
I want to have Christmas in Hillsville.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't want to drive
anywhere. Let me make life easier for everyone in old host Christmas. Get fucked.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I would say the matriarch of the family.
The
right,
matriarch
gets
says yes.
Well, I'm saying that
I don't want friction.
Yes,
I don't want arguments. Yeah. I just say yes.
This seems to be the mating call of the mother, doesn't it? That song.
I don't want to cause any dramas.
I just want everyone to get along.
Yeah, you put that into ChatGPT and make us a little singy song.
Yeah, I'm out of credits.
Yeah. No, I just think that, look, if the mother is saying, we're having Christmas here,
Right, you know, it's my right as the matriarch to be the one to organise Christmas.
Yep.
Younger daughters and or wives, new wives, they ain't got a say in it. No say in it at all.
When you say matriarch, do you picture mum in a nurse's habit? A nun's habit or a nurse's uniform?
No, I was thinking more of a Vikings, like.
Yeah. Okay. With the horns.
Yeah, horn it up.
Yeah. Like, yeah, okay. Don't fuck with me. My word goes.
Okay. Yeah. We're having that's Christmas the way we've had it every year. In Oakley, at my house.
Mm.
I'll be bringing the
ducking. It should traditionally be at the family home.
Couldn't agree
place
more.
Place of birth.
Couldn't
place of
agree birth. More.
Yeah.
If the parents are still willing to put on a spread, we're going there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something that you've never heard out of our family. One of the guys, one of the sons of the family, kicking up a stink because they want to do some hosting.
It just no doesn't hosting. Happen. No, can you imagine if I said to everyone, "Oh, we're going to my house, the two bedroom, tiny deck, and two dogs. Everyone's coming to my house."
Yeah, I'd still come. It's not too far from
Please
me.
Please don't.
No, it's not too far.
Yeah,
I'm not hosting.
It's once you start putting 100Ks into the mix that it.
Mm.
Yeah. It so, just, but I think taking it
100 kilometers. You mean like yeah. your round trip? Yeah.
Taking it to a very festive area like your street, for example. Because you've like in your street, I drove down your street the other day, and lo and behold, the only street in Oakley that has the true Christmas spirit out of all of it, even the main street, High Street, if you will, the decorations on the trees come out every year. All I wanted to ask is that does each house, is each house responsible for the tree?
You haven't explained exactly what it is.
Well, what it is. Is like
a red bow around the street trees. No. Yeah,
Dan, why don't you fucking correct him? Because so I've never come to your house.
Several years ago, we were approached by a neighbour with a festive idea to get into the spirit of yarn bombing.
Yarn bombing.
Ever heard of yarn bombing?
I have not.
Well, yarning is basically knitting. I guess I never really looked into it too much, but so she, I think single-handedly, has yarn bombed enough to cover every single tree.
So every tree power trunk, pole, every tree trunk,
every signpost,
every upright right. every has, upright. Has a sheath around it of festive cheer.
Of knitting. How does the wool go in there? I suppose it's a great...
It holds up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sheep are outside.
Sheep hold up all right.
Yeah, they love it. All the red sheep, the green sheep, the blue sheep.
But where is the green sheep? You never had to read that book?
No, I never had to read that book. There is a festive cheer going on. So do you have your trees netting in your house throughout the year and then you bring it out?
We just
coordinated. Well, I wanted to know how it was coordinated.
Well, it's not a one each. There are some members of the street that are willing to make a bigger commitment than others.
Okay.
My lovely wife takes commitment for, I'd say, somewhere between 3 to 5 trees.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then there's probably another 2 or 3 women.
Big players.
That are the real drivers.
Yeah.
And do you have a Christmas meeting and going... It's go time, go, and then everybody goes out and does it at once. So it's one person puts one out and everyone goes, it's time.
I think it's a lawn mowing scenario on a Sunday. One bloke mows the lawn and everyone, all the other blokes going, you've got to get out there.
There's definitely that at play.
Because
then you're guilted in, heaven.
Yeah, but that marries into the Mr. Whippy kind of thing for the kids. So the kids respond to the to Fleur Elise coming down the street for ice cream. The men respond to
lawnmowers, and the women respond to knitting.
Full circle.
Yeah.
But we're heading into uncertain times in the whole the chain reaction of lawn mowing because electric lawn mowers. Don't make any noise.
Very quiet. Oh,
they don't make any
noise.
Very quiet, yeah.
So if you're sitting in the living room watching the third test, day 3, second session, and feeling like you should be doing something, you don't hear that you know, hum, okay. hum on. In the background yeah, anymore. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, for all you meth heads, you can mow the lawn at night, finally. The only thing I don't like about this yarn bombing scenario, yes, it's good for the festive December, I'm saying from the 10th till the 27th, and then it's down.
Yeah, yeah. It's
pack
not like,
the shit up.
It's not like Coles on Boxing Day bringing out the fucking Easter. Hot cross buns.
Well, I'm just worried about, like, I know you said Cheryl, the main driver, the main yarn bomber. She's a lovely lady. Great neighbor. What if she starts getting to, now it's Halloween. Now it's Easter hunt.
Yeah, do we now cut her off? Easter, do we cut her off at Christmas?
No, I say if you've got the energy for it, you go, girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do Halloween, all Hallows Eve.
She's not pressuring anyone for participation.
Mm.
It's just...
But she certainly fingered your festive area.
I thought you were going to say cunt.
She can finger my festive area whenever she
Yeah, because because like you're open to other celebrations. Do you know what I mean? So she's obviously sparked a festive spirit within.
I'd like to see it at the equal attention to Australia Day. 26th.
I thought you were going to say equal opportunity.
Australia Day has
rainbow
become,
flags out every other day.
Right.
Yeah, Australia Day has become a little contentious in recent years.
It's a touchy subject, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, bloody. Yeah, if you put an Aussie flag outside of your house on Australia Day, it's white power.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fucking white. Yeah, races, you dirty dog.
How fucking dare you? Because I don't see it. I don't see a massive amount of... I guess you do during the voting time, but it used to be pretty rife on the vote...
Election
you know, vote Labour, vote Liberal, vote Greens, out on the lawn.
I think it's so contentious now that I think if you put a sign... I think people are worried about getting their house egged and cars keyed and...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you go and put, like, pro Albanese on your letterbox, I'm sure it's getting
someone's
kicked
gonna,
off.
Someone's going to not like it.
No one's going to like that. Does anyone like that guy?
Yes, I can confirm my parents always have a election sign in their front yard.
Well, that's fair enough because your dad was in the crew, in the posse.
And it has repercussions.
Oh, right. It does.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is true.
Yeah.
We've opened a can of bloody political worms.
Yeah, what, we're getting moustaches like you drew on your daughter on the posters?
Secret squirrel.
Yeah, that was the elf.
Just people voicing their fucking unasked for opinions on...
Well, no one asked to walk past the bloody house and see a fucking politician's face for staring back at them, did they?
Yeah. I reckon what you need to do, really stir the pot. One from each party.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The fence,
right? And a couple of then one from like a Mussolini and a Trump and Pauline Hanson.
It's a festive season. Halloween.
Politics
so you've
season.
Got, you've got your pumpkins, you've got your skeletons, you've got your ghosts.
Bit of spider web.
You've got
web.
Your witches and a spider web. Right?
It's so almost got, like...
One representative from each spook from the political parties.
So like a...
Each creep. Each one of those fucking
It's
creeps.
Like a World Cup or Olympics every 4 years. You vote... We have a politics... And you put out your post. I love Pauline.
Yeah, but also, I'll go one step further. You go on your Hawkos, your Magpies, your bloody Bombers, your Tigers.
Right, football teams.
You're putting that out in your fence.
Oh, so we're waving every flag that we want. Right, I barrack for Richmond. I've got a gay pride. I vote Liberal. I watch ABC.
Yes,
I reckon I drink
Vic Better.
I reckon there are easier ways to show that you don't give a shit.
Yeah. Just don't fight.
Public shitting is another one.
Cock and balls on the voting slip. Dictation.
Donkey vote. Isn't that what they call it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So back to Christmas.
Right.
Back to Christmas.
Away from cock and balls.
You had a list of something we prepared last Christmas or the year before.
So I'm just going through.
And it's going to be sleigh bells and a nice little warm fire crackling.
Yeah,
and
we'll chuck some of that
throughout.
Thing. But you're the quiz master.
Would anyone like a beer?
I've got a beer, but if you'd like. I'm
still.
Oh, the weather outside. I'm chipping away
at the beer today. Crooners.
All right, eggnog versus... have you ever got into the eggnog?
No.
Egg-based drinks, I don't think, are the way forward. Should we do an eggnog this year? I was thinking about doing an eggnog. Because you can get licking up.
Rum and lime dim dog?
I think it's like, yeah, I'd say rum.
Okay.
But it definitely gets the, because you can't get pissed.
Have you ever done an eggnog?
On Christmas?
Never.
Yeah. Is that cold enough?
It's beer.
Yeah, right. Good on you. God bless you. I think, have you got your spectacles, testicles, wallet and watch?
Oh, yeah. Can I see?
No, I'm not. This is not it. That's not the size of the font. God. No, that's not the size of the font. Size of the font is Quizmaster.
There we go. Merry bloody Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, I thought I had a.
Oh, it's even smaller than the last one, though, Tim.
I think I had.
Is he going to keep all this in?
It's pretty small. Yeah, go on. We've got the Christmas fire raging underneath us. It's almost getting out of control because Dan's here.
There's a bit of a pyro.
Sorry about that.
Do love a fire.
I've been with notes and I'll go zoom in. We can't look at the
answers.
Yeah. No, that's Audrey's Santa rap. Oh, yeah. We'll put that at the end of the song.
Again.
For every year.
Episode.
Let's just stop. Okay, so I've instructed Dan to take his glasses off because he's a speed reader from a distance, if I ever did bloody hear it. Here's your quiz, and then Dan and I are playing to win all of the Christmas presents underneath of the tree.
Right, awesome. Can you just move this one over a little bit so I can see the end of the sentences?
Just before we do that, grand prize, what is under your Christmas tree this year? Like, I keep dropping hints about things that should be under my Christmas tree, but I'm pretty sure I'm getting none of them.
Yeah, I don't think I'm getting anything this year. I asked for bloody Star Wars toys, but no one's fucking got them for me, have they?
I want a PlayStation
5, 6.
Yeah, I got Mason a PlayStation 5.
I'm still playing Xbox 360.
You got Mason.
All right, let's see if I can do this. Scary Xmas, everyone. Okay, we'll skip that.
Yep, that's
this is a quiz by David Fitzgerald.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
December 9,
Fitzy.
Thanks, Fitzy.
2012.
It's up to date.
In a surprising number of European countries, Santa has a sinister sidekick who played bad cop to his good cop.
Really?
Frightening kids with switches or threatening to pop them in a bag or basket and then take them away.
Is that?
Some of them were notably shaggy.
Raggy?
And not the rapper.
Okay.
Including Hans Trapp. That's almost like our name.
Okay.
In Germany. Is this a question, you fuck?
Just fucking get into
it. Ask the question.
It is.
Anyway, what does Rupprecht... I don't even know how to pronounce that.
I've got my glasses off it.
Rupprecht. What does... Okay, so there's many...
Yeah, but where are the answers, Tim?
Yes, the answers are there. They're there.
This is the worst quiz ever.
No, but you're the worst reader. No,
the answers are down separately there, Tim.
Yep. I can scroll down to the answers later.
All right, that was a practice quiz. Question.
You didn't even fucking ask a question.
Well, I mean, what's his name?
Describing all of the lovely sidekicks.
Okay, and then he goes, and in Germany there was an imitating figure dressed like a monk in a long dark coat of animal skin and filthy beard that reaches the floor. He went by names like Nicholas in Ashes, Plensnickel, Nickel in Furs, or Russ Klaus, Ruff Nicholas, and more, including Knant
Rupprecht.
Rupprecht. Farmhand and servant Rupprecht. What does Rupprecht mean? In Laplander, traditional is the name of the elf
Elf burp. Is it an elf burp?
Yep.
Is it a reindeer farmer?
Yes.
Is it a North Pole? Is it Rudolph? It was a common German nickname for the devil.
Okay. So...
Fuck me.
Yeah. Should I be the quiz asker?
You should, but let's take a guess first at the first one. So,
sweating.
Yeah, it was a good effort. Good effort.
Tough fucking.
Okay, is it so?
I don't speak German.
So is it an elf burp, reindeer farmer, North Pole, Rudolph, or a nickname for the devil? What would you suspect?
I would say it's a reindeer farmer because I've heard they're up to no good.
Right. Okay. I'll say it's a fucking. I'll go C.
Okay. I'm gonna go. It's
North Pole. Just Swiss German for North.
It's German for elf burp. Okay. So what is it?
Scroll down all the way down, right down to the bottom.
It's the common nickname for the devil.
Gotcha.
So Satan, Satan, is Nick.
Okay.
His sidekick is the devil.
Okay.
Mm.
Shit.
I am taking over Quizmaster duties. Sit back, relax.
I can
get a drink. No, you can't. Clearly, you can't. Should I read it like Jeremy?
No, just go try reading properly. Normally.
Just read normally.
I'll read it like Jeremy. Grandpa's like, fuck this. Up, in, off, on, off, in, fuck. What is it? A, B, or C? Fuck
this.
That's
about right.
This is the worst fucking quiz I've ever fucking heard.
Well, you read the first question.
Okay, no, Grandpa.
It took about half an hour to get to this point. Let's go skip to number two.
Krampus usually shows up approximately enough on Krampus night.
No, motherfucker, you chose an easy one. Go. This, oh, no, that was it. Give one with all the bloody pronunciations of 15 different names in German.
But we already did that. And the word was Ruprecht.
Ruprecht.
You know why I know that? Because in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels...
Yes. Steve Martin was...
Was the retard.
He could say it's Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It was the 80s. You could be a retard in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Krampus usually shows up approximately enough on Krampus Night, which occurs... A, the eve of the Feast of St. Nick. B, Christmas Eve. C, All Hallows Eve. D, Adam's Eve.
That's...
Is that a joke one?
I think this is...
E, the eve of Epiphany.
Epiphany.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, fuck.
We got him.
This fucking
we got him.
This is fucked. This quiz is fucked.
Well, if it's a Christmas quiz, it has to be the eve of the Feast of St. Nicholas, and doesn't it?
That's spooky, yeah. So, I mean...
What are you saying?
All Hallows Eve is Halloween.
It's Hallows Eve.
Adam's Eve is the cheeky bangs in the garden.
That's how that
is. The eve of Epiphany is, I don't know, I'm going to say Neanderthal discovering that
Epiphany is a good. Epiphany is a good name for a stripper, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
And eve now, Epiphany. Welcome out to the stage, Epiphany.
And the solid gold dancers out. Yep. What would you say, boys?
I'm going the Eve Feast. I'm going
all
Nicholas.
Hallows. All Hallows Eve.
And it is... Dan Oz, direct. And Jeremy is incorrect.
Won't be the last
scrolling
time.
Scrolling up to safety tip. If you encounter a Krampus, it's customary to offer him
your
firstborn child, milk and cookies, a herring,
a
kiss under the mistletoe, or schnapps. I'll also accept schnapple.
Now... I don't think you want a drunk Krampus.
No, I think you do. Because
he's jolly.
It's either super dark and it's first kid, but I'm going to say schnapps.
You're going to say schnapps?
Yeah, well, this is a European tradition, and they'll go for any excuse to drink schnapps.
Have a piss.
Because I'm thinking back to the original origins of St. Nicholas, who would put a
piece of coal,
piece of fish in the boot of a sailor's man's... herringbone. Didn't we have that in the video?
That's in the video.
He's putting fish?
Yeah.
I'm going to say herring.
I'm going to say... I like drowning evil children. No, that was
the firstborn child. Drowning evil children.
Yeah,
firstborn
eating evil children.
And you say schnapple, Danos?
I'll say schnapps.
Yeah, so I reckon with the schnapps, right? Yeah. you give him a few because he hasn't had a drink and he's probably very angrous,
thirsty,
Krampus angry.
Yeah,
and he needs his love juice, which we call schnapps.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps you warm. Keeps the belly warm.
Keeps you warm in the winter. And I'm thinking herring because of the old
because it's
fishy.
Well,
have prawns
up in those icy parts. Pickled herring is the go-to delicacy.
So it's a good offering.
Doesn't wet my whistle, but whatever floats your boat.
Okay, so you say schnapple.
I think schnapps sounds good.
I'm saying kids.
I think it's probably firstborn kid or schnapps.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Or schnapps, then firstborn kid.
Well, it's schnapps or firstborn kid.
That was the answer?
Yeah, that was the answer. It was schnapps. But what flavour schnapps?
Not peach. He doesn't
probably,
like peach.
Probably pear.
What's the butterscotch one?
Oh, that's a bloody cocksucker cowboy.
Yeah, cocksucker cowboy. I love sucking cowboy's cock.
You haven't lived until you've sucked your mate's cock.
Yeah.
I've heard someone say that before.
Was it the mirror?
He was as straight as the Dickens.
Right. Was he, though? This is fucking big fact. Okay.
Yeah, this is how he gets up.
In
like
Poland
beers,
and other parts of northeastern Europe, if a child was born on Christmas, important ritual steps had to be taken to keep the child from becoming
a cunt. Now, Dan, you have do you have experience with this one?
I do. My youngest sister happens to be born on Christmas Eve. Christmas
Day. Really?
Christmas Day. She is a Christmas baby. And fuck, have we paid for it?
Yeah.
You pay
twofold.
Yeah. So what twofold, are the options?
Okay, the options are
Satan, devil,
werewolf,
Santa's little helper, an elf, a werewolf, a were-reindeer, never heard of that, or the Antichrist.
Okay, Antichrist. And by the way, she's fine. I like her. I've never had to be around a 8-year-old at Christmas when it's your birthday and no one remembers it's your fucking birthday.
8-year-old, she was a sweet young kid, but over the years, sort of added up, you know, I've always had to fucking share my fucking day with little baby Jesus.
Yeah. You're born on the same day as Jesus.
I'm jacking this shit.
Oh, well, when she starts turning wine into water and walking on that water...
On the wine.
Turned the water to wine, walks on water.
Yes.
Could he walk on wine?
He's definitely fish-based
He touches the water, turns it into wine, walks on the water. Does the water turn into wine?
I think he has to be specifically thinking about, I'm going to turn this into wine, or I'm going to make fish come out,
was it bread into fish? And if it was, what was wrong with the bread?
Yeah, what was wrong with the bread? Yeah.
No, it's the loaves and fishes.
Loaves
and fishes. The basket never ran out. See, what he was running a Doctor Who-style TARDIS basket, where it's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
But same basket? Or did he have a bread basket and a fish basket?
Because we're
not cross-contaminating the bread with the fish.
It was a can of the poo be gone from that Jack Black movie.
Oh, vaporizer.
It was spraying the fish.
I mean, it could be just good catering.
I'm going to say my answer to that would have to be the Antichrist, wouldn't it?
I'll go just to switch it up. A werewolf, because that's sort of Christmassy in my eyes. Werewolves are Christmassy.
A traditional Christmas werewolf.
Yeah.
All
Hallows' Eve.
And I will say an elf.
Elf. Okay, elf. Antichrist. Werewolf.
Hey!
With a silver bullet.
Yeah. Very Christmas colours.
Mm.
They're out in the green. Lots of blood. Red, green, red.
Red, light, green, light. Red, green.
Little Red Riding Hood. Right?
Yep.
Wearing red. Christmas colours.
Yeah, walking across the white snow, tears Red Riding Hood's throat.
Asunder.
Blood, red.
Christmas. Elves.
You know what I'm saying?
This is very European, by the way. Ancient Germanic, Scandinavian, and Celtic households set out a meal for an old woman, sometimes named Birchel,
Boo!
Or Holder.
Boo!
Who would come on New Year's Eve?
Yeah. Hopefully, I'll be coming on New Year's Eve.
Isn't that what we all want, boys? A night after everyone was asleep and leave blessings or curses, the woman appears to be a holdover from a pagan goddess who used to travel alongside this particular figure, A. Father Time, Merlin, the magician, Gandalf, the Great or the Grey, not sure, the mighty Thor, dad of Odin, right? Mighty Thor's dad, Odin. Odin.
Great Odin's beard.
Or the abominable snowman. Okay. Or
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
No. Yeti.
Yeti? Sasquatch.
Snow
Snow guy. Yeah. Abominable snowman.
He's the white one.
Yeti,
He's
the
white one.
Yeti or Sasquatch.
Sasquatch is
classic Sasquatch.
Yeah, yeah. So Yeti.
Yep.
Well, Father Time's actually just like talking about the passing of time.
No.
This is a big list of tradition.
I'm saying it's Father Time.
This is a big list of beers.
Merlin's English tradition.
Yeah.
Gandalf's Lord of the Rings.
Mm.
Odin is
Greek.
Norse mythology.
Mm. Mm.
Norse, Dan.
Norse. They're very Norse.
Norse.
And the abominable snowman is
but I suppose
a bunch of Sasquatch.
Lithuania.
Russia. Yep.
Yeah, I think it's Father Time.
I'm gonna go Merkin.
You're gonna go Merkin. I'm gonna go Odin. All right, so Merkin. What'd you say?
Father Time.
Father Time.
Oh.
Sorry, out of time. And I said Odin.
You read the fucking answer.
Yeah, well, someone's got to fucking win it.
Yep. That checks out.
Fucking hell, there's a few of them here, boys. In Scandinavia, who would be visited by Julbuk, a fellow in a frightening horned mask? If you see him these days, he will most likely demand you to dance the Joblok with you. With him. Chase you around with a sprig of mistletoe.
Here, little kitty.
Yeah, like a fruit.
They're sharp, though, the mistletoes.
Both A and B make you dance and chase you with the mistletoe.
That's a misdirect.
Challenge you to a Viking-style wrestling match. Give gifts to good old little children.
Nah.
With the exception of the last one, they're all quite sexual.
They are, aren't they?
A little bit.
What are these gifts he's giving to the children? Maybe that's sexual as well.
I'll go both A and B.
Oh, A and B.
I'm AC/DC.
So, C?
I'm going to load up on A and B too.
I had a little bit of A and a little bit of B.
A little bit of Christmas put. Tim's
Going to go
for the answer.
It's amazing how Tim gets them right every time, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah,
I'm going to say give the do a little dance, make a little love,
get down to dance.
Where are we?
And I was right.
You were wrong.
You were wrong.
And I was wrong. It is. Give gifts to the good little children.
It is quite surprising that the guy who looked at the answers got it wrong.
Yes. Frightening horned mask.
Mm.
Giving gifts to children.
Mm.
What's happening there?
I don't think you trust a guy in a horned mask.
No.
Yeah.
Take the horn off.
kind of feels like that Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman
scenario. Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut vehicle.
Vehicle. And
I want to go. I want to go to that party.
Okay. Why? And then the last question for our...
Yeah, thank God for that. Thank little baby Jesus for that.
The last question or Eyes Wide Shut?
Last question.
No, yeah, last question.
Why all these scary...
Learn how to read.
Why all these scary Christmas traditions? Question mark. They were originally spilled over from Halloween traditions. During the 14th century, Black Plague, Christmas time became very scary. It's due to the switch of Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar.
Right.
Medieval Christians needed to scare their disobedient children. All of our winter holidays were originally kind of scary pagan ones. Why's this scary is the question.
I gotta sneeze.
Yeah.
You gotta talk about yourself.
Yes. And? He yawned instead. Why?
Why were the medieval children so disobedient? It's because you're saying to them, chop the wood, get the water, kill the rats, go on farm. Go on
pick the scabs.
Go on a squeeze, medieval quest.
Squeeze the pustules.
Jerusalem.
Bring out your dead.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Suit you, sir.
Bring out your dead. What do you think, Danos? Just take a while.
Can't remember what the question was.
What's so scary?
Yeah, what was
what's
the
so spooky?
Did you give us any options?
Yeah, I did. Originally, because of Halloween. Christmas time was bloody scary because of the Black Plague. There was a switch of calendars from Julian calendar to Gregorian. Right? Medieval Christians needed to be...
What's scary about a change of calendar?
Fuck. Wow. Oh, mate, I've got to tell you.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I've got to tell you.
Okay.
I'll tell you this
Monday's
much.
Tuesday. Tuesday's Wednesday.
Is the... is
Monday!
There... Is there
that's
a,
why.
I think
Tuesday.
I think F couldn't give a shit.
Okay, cool. Because there's no F. All right, I'll pay that one. That's Dan's answer.
You get off that thing.
How dare you?
I think when they went from, was it 13 months, wasn't it, to 12 months, and this is why we have leap years and all this fucking bullshit.
There's nothing scary about a calendar change.
Hey, Queensland,
you're losing a month.
Queensland doesn't even want daylight saving, so
this is
2025.
It's not that
we're talking about medieval.
They don't
want their curtains to bloody get, you know, decolour.
Extra sun damage.
Yeah.
From the changing of a clock.
Well, if that was a quiz, we definitely did it.
But what was your answer?
Who gives a shit?
Correct. I'm going to say
the
real answer was the one I didn't read out, and that was that all holidays were scary pagan holidays.
Oh yes, that checks out.
There you go. And that narrows down why I didn't read it out the first time.
Yeah, I think that we found out that quiz was shit.
Yeah, right.
And then we didn't read it out.
Look,
it wasn't that good.
I love a good quiz.
Yeah.
A bit of quizzy.
Yeah, I love it. Love it.
A bit of pud.
Yeah.
I just changed the pace a little. I made a fatal error.
Vacuuming. I'm getting vacuum cleaner vibes.
Yeah. You want to mow the lawns? I made a fatal error the other day. On the hottest of hot days, 38 day, I went to 7-Eleven to get me lunch, got a Sango sandwich.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm already. So I put it in my bag and then we finished lunch. Put it in the bag, put it in my car.
Yeah. So many hours. So
I hope it wasn't tuna.
We're hot,
yeah.
Right?
What was the fillings?
Chicken and curried egg.
Ooh, that's, I think, asking for trouble.
So I put it in there, and then we finished work, and then the boss went, go, let's go down to the pub, and we'll fucking have a bloody beer, and we'll get a counter meal. I'm like, oh, sick, yeah, no worries. So I did all that. I reckon
another 13 hours probably passed. I ended up coming home that night, went, oh, shit, my sandwich is in my bag. Chucked it in the fridge.
Oh, dude.
Then the next day, couldn't be bothered cooking or making anything. So I just went, oh, yeah, that sandwich is in there. And I ate the sandwich like there was no time attached to it because it was fresh and cold. Yeah. And I ate the whole thing, and then I finished the entire thing before I went, fuck, I did the sums. I went, fuck, that was probably out for 16 hours.
Yeah.
In 38 degree heat in the sun.
Mm.
And so then I did the little dance around the house, waiting for it to
come through the other end.
Waiting for it to, well, come through both ends.
Paint the porcelain.
Yeah. Mm. I've got a 98.9% health certificate.
He did really well on his health and safety
In the food department. So I know way better. You wouldn't know it.
You wouldn't know it when you
work with
watch
me.
You work with food.
But
we met that guy.
Which guy?
The guy who
you brought paid in off for your food certificate.
Certifies.
No. The guy who brought in the sandwiches to 7-Eleven.
Oh, right.
We did some gardening for him. In Mount Martha or somewhere over there.
I was in Mount Martha.
Ironically.
I was in Mount Martha.
I asked him, like, what did you do?
Does that mean I'm close to the factory?
No, well, I don't know. I don't know if things work like that.
Okay.
Can I just sidebar for a second?
Sure. Yeah.
The chicken meeting the egg. I don't know that I've come across
an example of the egg
meeting the chicken.
Who got put in the sandwich first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, it's confounded people for centuries, but chicken and egg. Have you ever had a chicken and egg sandwich?
Well, not from 7-Eleven, no. No, I don't think I've had one
ever. But have you ever had a dish of chicken that had an egg in it? I don't think I have.
I don't think so. Have we just invented something? Or has 7-Eleven invented
chicken
it for
pizza
us?
With an egg, an Aussie
style. It was a twofer. It was a twofer. I reckon they put an egg sandwich and a chicken sandwich together.
Ah, so it wasn't... Never the two shall meet.
They met in the slice.
All right. Sorry. End sidebar. Back to the main story. Did you shit your pants?
I fucking woke up the next morning 100% okay. Did not spew. Did not poo.
Well, I asked the
stomach of steel over here.
I said to the guy, like, well, what was blah, 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 yada, yada about business? And he goes, well, the biggest thing about it was...
all the preservatives I have to add to the chicken and the fucking eggs.
Basically, we sell 15 versions of a salt sandwich. but it was like getting it out at the perfect temp. Mm. Like, that's the whole thing, is like keeping them at... under 5 or whatever the crazy says.
So
it's
he's
like,
so
it's strict, like beyond
so the
like
security of knowing that my 13 hours were the only 13 hours on top of it. Because I did say, what about the mystery 2 hours of delivery stacking into the do you know what I mean? Like there's like another two mystery hours missing.
But maybe in that cold environment, you get your good seal,
yeah,
and then.
Sealed in the bag, in the shade.
In a truck. Like, it gets delivered in a cool truck.
No, but I stored it in a bag.
Sure.
In a hot car. When I got in the car, I could not touch the steering wheel. It was fucking hot.
Let's have that eggnog I've been saving for Christmas.
A day and a half of egg and chicken in a hot environment and then eating it.
It's practically unsurvivable.
It's a bad idea.
Practically unsurvivable. Yeah. And these are the thoughts I was having instantly after fucking consuming it. I was like, oh, I'm fucked.
Should have purged.
I was trying to purge. I was like, nah, I feel great. Nah. There you go.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, Merry Christmas. So don't, let's not make this a purgeable Christmas.
And if you do have any, egg and chicken, recipes that you want to share with us,
please
hit us up
at. Are you reading that, Jeremy?
Thank you, Tim.
Why don't we go around and say everything we're thankful for the year? I'm thankful that Tim is a fucking dog prick. Merry Christmas, everyone.
And to you too.
To better times.
All right, no, I'll be thankful about half of my kids are done with bloody school. Audrey's out.
Well, just on that note, I'll be thankful that I've got one over the line for primary school, and we're in the final straight now.
Well, almost final there, straight, boys. And then once you get through high school, it's just another 17 years of university
and master's degrees and then a double degree.
Ah, that.
When are you going to leave home?
Yeah,
you wanted me to be educated, Dad. I'm never leaving.
This is what it looks like, Dad.
Will we ever be able to go on holidays as, you know, friends again without kiddos?
We're approaching the age where you can just leave them at home.
Yeah, gotcha. I'm there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet, but...
Free range, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, little girls don't need to be, you need to be a little later than...
Well, there's no more air rifles, so it's pretty safe to leave them at home, isn't it?
Yeah.
We used to shoot shit.
Just don't answer the door. Ours was like, don't answer the door. You should be right. What if it's Krampus?
It's good advice. It's advice that we should all adhere by.
Well, my oldest is showing the early signs of pyromania.
Well, I wonder where that comes from. Well, that's the music. I'm Timmy Taco.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm Jezbot.
And I'm Dan Oz.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Hi.
They duck, they climb, they go through two at a time.
Jump the turnstile,
jump the turnstile,
jump
the turnstile,
leap over the turnstile,
hop over the turnstile.
I had to take me,
he's like a ninja,
jump the ninja,
and it's no small thing. People have to jump the turnstile.
I definitely need to jump the turnstile. Jump the turnstile. Jump the turnstile.
There, so I figured it's just easier to jump the turnstile.
Some have jumped the fence in my day.
I definitely jumped the turnstile a few times.
Jump the turnstile
instead of just paying the $2.25.
I definitely need to jump the turnstile back like that. Boom, boom, my other body cannot move.
My leg,
jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
Bacterial wipes, this don't even look sanitary.